This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. We continue in our series on Tefillah, Gateway to Tefillah. I want to go back for a moment to one aspect of Malbish Arumim, and that is Malbish Arumim on Shabbos. And of course, this series is sponsored by our good friend, Rabbi Tzalo Rose of Los Angeles, Leo Nishmas's brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, Neshama Shehaven Aliyah. So I want to speak about Malbish Arumim specifically for Shabbos. We spoke about the great gift of clothing and appreciating all the details of clothing, the materials that it is made out of, whether it's cotton, whether it's wool, the buttons and the various stitchings. But today I want to speak about Big Day Shabbos and what type of elevation a person experiences by wearing Big Day Shabbos, and therefore what an enhanced kavana one should have when they say Malbish Arumim specifically on Shabbos. The Pre-Tzaddik discusses Gemara and Shabbos Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, where Naomi tells Rus, V'sam simloi sayich alayich v'yaradet hagoyren al tivadi ilayish. Okay, so she says, put on your clothing. So the Gemara darshins, what does it mean, your clothing? Big Day Shabbos. So Tzaddik HaKohen wants to know, where in the words, your clothing, is there any implication that it refers to Big Day Shabbos? Doesn't say v'samt your Big Day Shabbos, it says your clothing. So he says, why did Naomi have to tell Rus your clothing, as opposed to, you know, Yenta Shprintz's clothing? I mean, put on clothing. Obviously, it's going to be yours. Why does she say your clothing? And the answer is, why would we call clothing your clothing, as if it's intrinsically connected to the person? One's clothing are not, they belong to you, but they're not connected to the Etzem HaAdam, that they should be called Simlai Sayich, that they're designated for you and only for you. Why call clothing Simlai Sayich? Must be, yeah, they're my clothing. Like they're designated. Well, what if they somebody trips and falls and gets a hole in it, and you get new ones, they're not your clothing anymore. Or you can lend it to somebody else. Why refer to clothing as your clothing? But one's Big Day Shabbos, which is what a person wears, l'kavod Shabbos, and not just l'kavod Shabbos, to the kavod Shabbos and the sanctity of Shabbos that are in you. You don't just wear Big Day Shabbos, well, you know, today's a special day, so I'm going to dress up for the occasion. But Reb Tzaddik HaKohen writes, "Avel Big Day Shabbos shehi masha loyvesh l'kavod HaKadusha de Shabbos shebekir boi." I'm honoring the Shabbos that's in me. The Big Day Shabbos that you wear has a connection to the one who wears the clothing. And to the extent of the sanctity of Shabbos that is in you, to that extent, your clothing are reflecting that Kedusha. In other words, my Big Day Shabbos are not like your Big Day Shabbos, because your Shabbos may be on a much higher plane than mine is. And therefore, each person's Big Day Shabbos is reflective of their personal Shabbos experience. And if Naomi tells Ruth, your clothing, put on your clothing, there's no such concept as your clothing unless we're referring to Big Day Shabbos. And he says like this, just like my Shabbos is not your Shabbos. We have different Shabbosim. Why is that? Doesn't everyone have the same Shabbos? So Reb Tzaddik HaKohen says, just like in the world to come, everyone has their own world. It's not like, okay, we're going to the Siyum HaShas, so we're all 100,000 of us are going to freeze together. No.
I'm not freezing.
Some people go to the Barclay. Some people are in their living rooms. Some people are in a press box, in heated rooms, eating, you know, kosher hot dogs. And some people are freezing in the with the bleacher creatures, right? So, you know, some guys have the Go Jets. They don't even know it's a Siyum HaShas. They think it's a Jet game. You know? They're a little incredulous why the pregame ceremony is taking a little longer. You know? You know, last time there was somebody, he sat 3 hours waiting for the Giants to start. He didn't understand why a guy with a long beard, he thought he was, he didn't know what. No, just joking, okay? So, everybody has a different Shabbos, depending on how much you paid for the tickets. In other words, What is Shabbos in Olam Haba? In Olam Haba, people have different spots. Some people, you know, they need someone to schlep them in. Some people have a wife that's a big tzaddikus, and they're a oisvarf, and the wife schleps them into Olam Haba. She says, I have rachmanis, so I can't be by myself, so she'll schlep him in. You know, everybody has a different area they go into. Everyone has some people have better seats than others, better experience than others. And if everyone has a different area in Olam Haba, everyone has a different Shabbos. And if everyone has a different Shabbos, everyone has their own big day Shabbos. Their big day Shabbos reflect on Shabbos.
Wearing the same clothing on Shabbos.
You mean?
Uniforms.
There's no. No, that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
But this guy has a Borsellino Triumfo, and this guy has an Alexandria, and this guy has three ruffles on the band, and this guy has two and a half. You don't know what kind of difference it is. To the untrained eye, it looks like everyone's the same. This guy's Shramel, by the way, has 3.2 centimeters of height on the front here. This guy is more chashev. He has everybody has a different look, you know. No, only during the week. Only the week. Only in the week. Oh, that's only during the week.
That's the beauty of Shabbos. That's the difference.
He says that just like everyone's Olam Haba is different. Kain b'Shabbos shemein oylem haba hakedusha shenikva b'leiv b'nei Yisrael hu b'chalech mayatzer. Everyone has different kedusha in their hearts, right? Kefiya roil shalish neshmasay. Everybody has different inclinations. Everyone has different neshama, and therefore the kedusha in everyone's heart is different. Ukamoish hakedusha mei oylem haba kain halavushim shaloyvish lekavod oisa kedusha hey mein halavushim oylem haba. The same way everyone has a different oylem haba. And therefore, everyone has different Shabbos. And in Olam Haba, everyone has different garments. What are the garments we have in Olam Haba? They're made out of the Torah mitzvahs that we accomplish in our lifetime. Sheyedua, there are levushim from the neshamos in Olam Haba, which is made out of Torah mitzvahs that is made for everybody. And your levushim are not my levushim. Because some people in Olam Haba, they have name brand levushim. Then some people have basement leftover levushim. Right? So to Levushim of Shabbos. Even though on the physical dimension of your big day Shabbos, it looks like everyone's wearing the same uniform. That's true regarding the physical nature of that garment. That this week I'll wear this suit and next week I'll wear a different suit. We call Makim. The spiritual dimension of our big day Shabbos are unique to us. The same way in Olam Haba, my Olam Haba is different than your Olam Haba. Our Shabbos is different than your Shabbos. Your Begadim and Olam are different than someone else's. The spiritual quality of one's Big Day Shabbos is different than the spiritual quality of someone else's Big Day Shabbos. And so if Nami tells Rus, put on your garments, that must be referring to Big Day Shabbos. So again, we see the special quality, that there's a spiritual quality of Big Day Shabbos. You put on your suit, it looks like the same old suit, the same old tie. You should know there is a spiritual dimension to the Big Day Shabbos that you're wearing. The Pri Tzadik writes in Parshas Vayigash, V'hainu, the Big Day Shabbos are k'moy Big Day Kahuna. Big Day Shabbos are like the garments of the Kohen, k'mash shekasav, lavash, Big Day Kahuna G'doyla. Big Day Shabbos are you. Now we know Big Day Kahuna are worn. That's an interesting thing. The word beged comes from a lashon of boiged, to be treacherous. Because really, begadim are a treachery. They sort of remind us of the sin of Adam Rishon. Before Adam Rishon, the body was pure, and therefore we didn't need to wear garments. So the whole concept of the wear garment is a sign of treachery and being a traitor. But Big Day Kahuna are not so. Big Day Kahuna are for honor and tiferes, and therefore they're called Big Day Kodesh. So Big Day Shabbos are also not begida. They are signs of covenant. So Big Day Kahuna, Mefurash, Shemachnis, and Kedusha L'Kohen. Because we know that a Kohen can only do the Avodah when he's wearing Big Day Kahuna. What do we learn from there? Bizman Shebigdeyam Aleim, Kunasam Aleim. Any Kohanim here? Rabbi Rabinowitz HaKohen is a Kohen. And if he can only do that Avodah when he's wearing Big Day Kahuna, when he's not wearing, he can't do it. That means the Big Day Kahuna infuse Kedusha. Just like the Big Day Kahuna infuse Kedusha. When you put on your suit that you got at wherever you bought it, I don't need to know right now, But after you could submit an invoice, then the big day Shabbos, our machnes kedusha into a Jew.
It's called the big day Shabbos. It's called the bush Shabbos, not the big day. Big is called the big day. It's called the big day.
We could apply for a name change. I hear. The Gemara on Shabbos says, "Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Kach Hayu Minhagish Rav Yehuda Bar Ilahi Erev Shabbos, Mevi'in Loi Areva Malein Cham." They brought him a bowl full of hot water. V'roicheitz Panav Yadav V'raglav U'Misatef. He wrapped himself. V'Yoyshev V'Stinin Hamutziyatin. He wore his linen, beautiful garments. V'Doyme LeMalach Hashem Tzvakais. Now, why was he doyme to a malach? Because he washed himself. Why was he doyme to a malach? Because he learned the whole week. Why is he now doyme to a malach? It's because he's levush habadim. He's wearing the big day Shabbos. The Shlach HaKadosh writes on the pasuk v'chibadatoi shelo yehe malbushcha shel Shabbos kemalbushei chol. We know that Adam Harishayin, when God made him clothing, it says, Vayas la Adam ula ishtai, kasnois oir, garments of leather. But before Adam sinned, he was wearing kasnois oir with an aleph, garments of light. In fact, in the Sefer Torah of Reb Meir, it says, kasnois oir with an aleph. Yeah? So, what do we learn from here? Now, when we wear weekday clothing, we're wearing malbushei chol, kasnois oir with an ayin. They're from the nachosh ha'orum. But we need to change your garments. Not right. Not this second, but before Shabbos. L'rames aloylam haba. When we change our Shabbos clothing, that is analogous to changing your clothing for aloylam haba from kasnois oir with an ayin to kasnois oir with an aleph. That means your big day Shabbos literally have a spiritual aura to it.
So you have to wear big day Shabbos during the week? I mean, wouldn't it be more?
You really shouldn't. In fact, Mekubalim write that, you know, many people don't do this, that all your clothing for Shabbos should be different. Everything you wear, be it outer clothing, under clothing, but there's a concept. Your big day Shabbos represent the clothing of Olam Haba, kasnois oir with an aleph. So from here we learn, when you wear Shabbos begadim, number one, they are a reflection of your personal connection to Shabbos and your personal Kedusha Shabbos. And that's why when Ami tells Rus, wear your garments, Chazal know it's talking about Big Day Shabbos. Number two, your Big Day Shabbos are similar to Big Day Kahuna that infuse Kedusha in you. Number three, resembles a malach like Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai. And further, sure, the Navi says, he's Levush Habadim. And fourth of all, the clothing of Shabbos represent the clothing of Adam Rishon Kaidem Achet and represents the Mabushim of Olam Haba. And therefore, Rabbi Avram Shor writes in his parish on the Berachas HaShachar, from all of these great dimensions of one's Berachas Shabbos, and the Kedusha infuses in a person and reminds the person of the Mabushim of Olam Haba, and it sanctifies and elevates a person like a Kohen. Therefore, on Shabbos, one should have an enhanced Kavana, when they say the bracha of Malbish Arumim, that the Rebbe Shalom gave me special Malbushim today that are unique to my personal experience of Shabbos, that infuse Kedusha in me like Big Day Kahuna, and are like the Kasnai Sar of Adam Arisha and Kaidim Achid. Okay, that concludes this segment.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.